Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very gold-searching edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the gold digger himself.
Whoa.
Basher.
Very rude of you, sir. I mean,
look. That's just... I'm bringing back that term because it is now has a negative connotation. Is that the word? And at one point, people were all digging for gold.
I mean, I'm offended, but at the same time, guys, please support my OnlyFans. Links at the end of the show.
How do you link it in an audio podcast? That would be impressive.
I'll tell you the link. It's gonna be / something. I'll let you know.
We are here to talk about Undermine. Talk about the details of this game. This is developed by Thorium Entertainment, regularly priced at $19.99. This is a 2D action platformer roguelike, available on PC, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch, with the PS4 version coming soon. There is no crossplay, there are cloud saves, and no DLC. But before that, I tricked you this time. So you thought we were gonna get right into the game, but no, I'm gonna have to beg you a little bit. You know what I'm gonna beg you for?
Money, because you're a gold digger.
Why don't you leave us a voicemail? You can call us. You can be like, hey, the Snyder Cut. What you think about it? We just talked about the Snyder Cut for 20 minutes. If you want to know what we think about the Snyder Cut, you can call us and leave us a voicemail, 574-651-9256. Or you can just go on Anchor and leave us a voice message there. Whatever you want. We'll listen to it. We'll talk about it. If you want to talk about the Snyder Cut, you want to talk about Undermine, you want to talk about the Falconeer, you want to talk about Blair Witch. Why'd I go to Blair Witch? Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. Again, 574-651-9256. But that is not what we're here to talk about right now. Here we're going to talk about Undermine.
Ah, man. So Undermine is, you picked this game at the right time. Because I'm very much on my roguelike run-based games right now. Anything running based, I'm 100% in. I don't know why. But this
something about that loop. Something about that loop was just hitting real good.
Yeah,
at those times.
It still kind of is like,
I'm cooling on it a little bit. Like I feel like I need something with some progression in it, where I feel like I didn't just play for 2 hours and I got nowhere.
I mean, which is why we should play. I'll play Hades. I read that Undermine was going to be the next great roguelite. I don't know the difference between these terms. And I was fairly excited for it, honestly. It has one of those upgraded pixel like art styles. Like it's not super old school pixelated, but it definitely sprite
clean.
Yeah. And it looks good. It's man, this is one of those games I wanted to like a lot more than I did. The loop is there. The idea of It even has like some good humor in it too, because the whole point of going to the mine, I want to say, is because you have a real jerk of a guide who's just throwing you down in the die every time and does not care about you at all. So like you go down there, you die, you collect the golds, you collect the items. It's a roguelite, but help me out here. What there's something missing here that makes it stand out for me.
I have a rocky relationship with this game. This was one that I just sort of picked up on a whim, going through the Game Pass catalog, looking for something new, looking for something different. Wanted something that, I was just like, I want something where I don't have to like spend 50 hours in it right now. I just don't want that. So I landed on this. I knew nothing about it. Nothing at all. Didn't even know it was a roguelike. And I was like, okay. So I started it, and it's got a very old school Zelda 1 vibe to it. It's like all of the levels are screen by screen kind of thing. It's not one free flowing level, so it's procedurally generated. So every time you drop in, you do your thing, you find certain buffs, and you go from there, kind of thing. So the first like 3 or 4 hours of the game, I was struggling. I was like, man, I'm getting my butt kicked. Like, I suck at this game, or this game is too hard. I feel like a lot of the upgrades that I'm getting just aren't they're just not they're not they're not doing anything for me. But then I got an upgrade that basically Not an upgrade. I got a perk that basically let me, whenever I threw the axe, the pickaxe, it would bounce from enemy to enemy. And I went on a tear. Like, I got through the first area, no problem. I got to the boss, beat it, got to the second area, got to the boss, didn't, then I died, kind of thing. But so like I had that good run that really gave me that energy. I was like, yeah, this is great. Like, all right, like I'm getting this. And then so it's got the it, since it's a roguelike, it's got where you can upgrade your stuff. Like, you can hit harder, you can lose less gold, you can your throws hit harder, you throw farther, you can hold more bombs, whatever it is. It's got that upgrade loop in it to where you feel like you're getting better. But that's where the game loses me. Is I feel like the run up of this game, like those first 5 or 6 hours, you have to drop every piece of gold you get into not losing as much gold when you die.
The
If you do
perk
not
to
do
not
that,
lose gold, you mean?
yeah, is that what I said? That's not
Yeah,
what I said.
to drop. Yeah. So basically, like, if there's a perk that says like you will lose less money on death, and that's the perk that you have to get immediately,
Right.
because
Because if
up,
you don't,
it's a net loss
you'll be
every
stuck in a
time.
loop forever. You won't get better at the game. Like, you could be the best player in the game, but you've got to get those upgrades to where you hit harder, et cetera, et cetera. But it's extremely hard to do that without getting that other perk first. Once I did that, 6, 7 hours in, the game really started to click with me in a lot of ways. And I really like the way it looks. I like the boss fights. I like, for the most part, most of the perks. I like a lot about the game, but it just feels like there's a lot of growing pains. And I think part of that issue is we do have games like Moonlighter and not the Falconeer, wow, Hades, where this genre is popping right now. Like, and I think you could genuinely make an argument that Hades is one of the best video games of all
Ever,
time.
ever.
Like, not just in the roguelike scenario. So it's not quite fair to compare them directly, but unfortunately you kind of do. So yeah, I said a lot right there, but basically what it boils down to me is that the learning curve is a little steep, but part of that learning curve I think is a design issue into where you just lose too much gold. Like,
That's
to be
purposeful, right? Because the game itself is very short. There's only
right, it's I mean,
about
which most
four or five levels.
areas which each have
Yeah,
their own level,
right.
which that's kind of by design. Like, Hades is about like it's like an hour and a half, 2 hour game if you go right through it, kind of thing. Like, and it's yeah, and so perhaps that is, maybe it's that way by design to really force you to just try to get better at the game. I don't know. Like, I, that's where the game really struggles for me. But then when you, I think we got to talk about perks, and some of the perks in this game kind of suck.
Some of them? I mean, like, all right. So before we talk the specific perks, I want to say the very first thing that frustrated me more than it should have is how random the game is. And that includes the perks, because it's one of those games where I feel like the randomness of it is 100% random. I don't think the game at all is reading what you already have or what level you're on or what you're currently doing to be like, all right, this player already has a gold buff. Let's give them a curse that makes them lose gold. Like there were more than a few times where, because a lot of these roguelikes have a system where it's like a curse-like system where it's essentially you take a hit and on the back end in return you get a buff. So many times I've gotten something like, you lose less gold on death, but also you earn less gold in general. And it's like, well, that's just evening out almost. And it's, right. It's, yeah, not, it's not deciphering what the player already has or what the player is already doing. And that extends all the way to the items as well. It's so random that if you don't have, if when you drop into an area and you don't have gear that you think is adequate, you're probably gonna have a bad time. In which case, I call that a gold run, if you will. Just like, I'm not even trying to be the boss on this. I'm just getting gold so I can lose less gold again.
Yeah, and I. The risk reward, you know, there was a lot of times where I would get a perk and I wouldn't care, or I would see a curse, because as the game goes on, obviously you discover more. There's different things that you can get through the game, and you know, I play a game like 20XX a lot too. Like that's another roguelike that I play, and it's like I don't always want to feel like I'm giving something up. And I think that's where something like Hades has really sort of figured out this genre. It's like, I want to feel like every run is a real possibility of being able to win. And this game is not that. This game is not that at all. It is basically, it's like, we're going to give you this and you might not live, but it's on you to be better at the game and to sort of make it work. And like, that sounds kind of complicated and whiny of just like, well, I don't want to do that. But it's not fun. Like it creates a scenario to where what I'm doing is instead of taking curses, I'm just not taking curses at all because I'm just not quite sure how it's going to play out. And I don't want to take that risk because I don't got time. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do that. It doesn't respect my time when I want to do that because I'm going to die and I'm going to lose all my gold. Like I don't have time to.
None of the
risks around. And
none of the risks are good in this game. None of them. None of them. I hate them all. I'm. It's blowing my mind how bad they. Like I'm having a flashback now because then you have like the quote unquote puzzle rooms, where it's like you have like three statues. They all have spikes in front of them, and it wants you to make a blood offer for a chest to appear. So you step on all three spikes, and then you lose 200 health. You're down to 100 health now, and you got like an apple that restores 20 health. It's like the game is just too random and stupid at that point. And this is the perfect example of like one step forward, two steps back for me in terms of game design, because it's like I get so involved to these runs and then I hit one of those weird walls. I'm like, what? I'm done with this for quite a while.
Yeah. So all that being said, like, I still played this game a lot. Like, a lot. I went through a weekend where it's basically all I did, like straight, just because when you finally aren't losing a crap ton of gold, you know, and you get those upgrades and you start, and this is something I find extremely strange in that the game is so sure that it wants to sort of make the risk and reward not really like you very rarely are getting ahead kind of thing. It's always like, anyways, so the point is once you beat a boss, you basically have the ability to skip a area. So that way you can go for it, which is great. Like that is a fantastic thing because I don't always want to be playing the same content over and over kind of thing. So what it does is it just gives you it drops you a set of random perks basically. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're okay, but it's just like, why go out of your way to do that and not, because sometimes those random perks, they don't give me anything useful. It's just like, maybe I'll get the bouncing pickaxe, but then the other two will just be like, potions do 10% more health, or bombs now explode into mini bombs. And it's like, okay, so I got three perks and then none of them really help me on my quest. So this run is kind of already over. Like,
yeah.
And that's the part, it just drives me nuts that some of the perks are good. Like, there's a few of them that are just, they're game-changing, and then the rest of them are just kind of meh. And it became a thing where whenever I got those perks, like you said, I did a gold run. And I just fell into this loop of just, like, I got so good at the first two areas that I ended up just doing them anyway just to get the gold, because I knew I was going to drop some gold when I died. And I ended up just fighting this game over and over. But, again, out of all of that, I still enjoyed most of my runs. Even when they were annoying, I still enjoyed the gameplay loop enough that I kept playing it. And that it's an extremely complicated feeling that I have about this game because I enjoy it. I played it. It was fun. But I wanted to sort of slap it every run. I'm just like, why are you doing this? Like, I don't understand. Stop trolling me.
That's what it was like. I think that's been a theme of me on this show. It's just kind of like the fact that these games find it so funny not to respect to disrespect your time. Like there's so many times I've like they've trolled me with a box or a bomb or perk, and it's just like, why are you doing like? I don't like when any game says, ha ha, you're stupid. It's like,
every now and then it's fine. Like, whatever. Like, I'm not a fan of it, but I know some people are. So, like, but this game does it a lot. Like, a lot.
Like, I get secrets should be secretive. But, like, sometimes to find a secret, like, you have to bomb the floors. But there's no rhyme or reason as to where, what part, when to bomb the floor. Like, unless you have some random perk that turns your bombs into multiple bombs or turn the gold into bombs, you're not finding these random little rooms. And I just don't, it's just so very, very weird. I honestly found myself focused. It does one of those cool things where there are other people inside the dungeons as well. And there's a lady merchant who's kind of like, she's like the queen troll where she'll have all these, like, pick a box for 500 gold. Great. You got an apple. Like, thanks a lot. So I stopped playing those games, but I did go to her all the time just to sell away all my useless perks. And that was the best way to get gold for me for a while. And that was the loop I fell into, just doing gold runs, just making the most gold that I could, and then getting to a boss and just kind of like, what's your opinion on the bosses themselves? I found the bosses to be the easiest part of the game, like by far.
I think,
because I could beat a boss on a second or third try, whereas like, I'm dying more getting there.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think the bosses are particularly difficult, but I do think they are unique. And I think they're cool. Like they're definitely, they're a different style of gameplay. You're not going to play it the way that you normally would. You're not going to play the game you normally would, which is important to me. I think that's the most important thing of a boss. But it also, I enjoyed them because they are not impossibly difficult, whereas another roguelike, like where I, a roguelike that I played called Moonlighter, which, fantastic game, the bosses of that game were extremely difficult for me, and I just got stonewalled. So it's, I prefer them to be unique and not impossible to take down versus incredibly difficult, if that makes sense.
No, that's fair to say.
But that's just me, though. I'm assuming some people would probably, you know, they want the bosses to be a little more difficult kind of thing. But they're, again, they're cool. They're very unique. And that's kind of what I liked most about them. So,
yeah, there's just a few things in Undermine that are a little stiff at times. The fact that there is no dodge button, but rather a jump button.
Yeah.
That creates
that's the thing.
That creates a lot of problems when the pit falls everywhere in the map and spikes everywhere and traps everywhere. It's just like it creates a bit of an issue because you're always jumping. You're just jumping all the time, and it doesn't.
Right.
It just doesn't feel right. So if they had a dodge button, I think it would have been welcome. But for the most part, I had a very similar experience that you had, where I almost hated that I liked the game. It's like I'd wake up like I need to do another run. I need to get a bunch of gold, and then I'm good for the day. There's like, no, I'm gonna do another run like an hour later. I can finally upgrade my gold bag, and then I'm like, and then I'll take a break for a while.
Yeah, that's kind of what I fell into as well. I mean, other than that, like that first weekend when I really started making progress, I was super into it, but eventually you just sort of hit that wall again. And whether it's, you know, a lack of skill on my part and I just wasn't getting better at the game, but I just eventually I just sort of fell off of it. I was like, you know, I feel like I've got everything I can get from it. And for me, I think it really just it stems from that lack of progression. I just don't feel like I'm getting better at the game, and it feels like it's so pivotal on getting some of those perks. And it's just like this game would be completely different for me, I think, if instead of me losing gold, just give me a lot less of it, you know, because it feels so, I'm trying not to just keep comparing it to other ones that I've played, but I can't help but do it. And like the Moonlighter, if you die, you lose all your stuff, but at any time you can hold a button and go back to town and you get to keep all your stuff. So like that gameplay style does not exactly fit with, it's not perfect, because a lot of times you can go down into dungeon, fill up your bag and have to immediately go back. But then you can start to make those decisions of, you know, maybe this time, like, I'm not going to be focused on selling a lot of things. I'm not going to focus on building up my town. I'm going to focus on trying to get deeper because I want to see the new stuff. But in Undermine, it's like every time I die, I feel like I lost significant progress in a bad way. Like, and a lot of it just stems from the fact that some of those perks, because if I've got a good set of perks and I just end up dying because maybe I got to a new area and I don't know what I'm facing yet, I'm not going to have those same perks when I go back in. So the fact that sometimes these runs could just be like, man, I just lost a great set. But at the same time, it becomes a thing of just like, when you get that set that you want, like you get the things that you like, you get the weapon, you get the bonuses that you enjoy. You're like, all right, this is the run. Like, this is the one I'm going on. It's just, there's a lot of mixed emotions with it. And I guess where I'm struggling is I just don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Like, is that what people want from these games? Like, do they want the weird and obscure, or do they want the more straightforward? And I can't help but look at Hades, and it's just like every time I played Hades, no matter what weapon I picked, I felt like I could make progress. I could beat the game. I could get better at the game with this weapon. And I just did not feel that on this. Sometimes get the wrong perks, I'm out. Like, there's no point in me even trying.
Yep.
I'm not going to beat the game on this set of perks. Yeah, like it's over. It is over.
Yeah, there's many times it was over before it even began because I opened the bag. Right. I'm like, oh, great. When I jump, I cause an oil spill. Beautiful. Like this game, this run's over. What a useless perk. Right.
And that drives me nuts, man. It drives me nuts. But I get it. Some people like that stuff because they want to do the Dark Souls thing of, I'm going to beat the game with this one weapon, or I'm going to beat the game with this perk. And are we just complaining? I don't think we're complaining just to complain, kind of thing. But
I've been very open and honest about how little I respect the gameplay design of, I'm ruining your day. You know, I just don't like that at all. There are so many good things about this game, and
there really is. There's the one thing I will say that I got in this game that I did not get in any other games of this in these is that secrets. Like there are certain characters and stuff that you find that are difficult to find, and when you do find them, they become sort of NPCs in your world, and they can change up everything. You can find secret items, and there's hints to them all over the place. That stuff is really cool. I don't ever remember getting anything like that in Hades or something like Moonlighter, but that's the highlight for me, and that's kind of a side thing.
Yeah, that's when I feel like it would have went more of the Children of Mordor route, where these characters had more of a,
that is a roguelike, isn't it?
He sure is. More when we have more of a kind of what do you call it, part of the game, but like to find a character, like I mean, there's one character you find and he turns out to be a merchant of sorts, and. No, I'm sorry. He's not a merchant. He's like he's a bum business. He's asking you for money, for gold. And the more gold you give him, the more stuff you get. But it's never good stuff in return. Like when it comes to how much gold you get and relation to how much gold you have or give him. And so many of those aspects where it's like here's one great step forward and then just a really frustrating step backwards.
Yeah. But I like this game. I
played it to completion. I've seen the ending.
Right. And I enjoyed my time with it. So, but when it comes to all of that, Game Pass or pass, I don't know.
it is a... At the end of the day, it's a good rogue light. But just be in the mindset of it will like this, like half the game is here to troll you. I'm just having flashbacks. This one area where there's a switch. Every time you pull a switch, you lose 20 health. And then you get a random thing each time you pull the switch. Or sometimes you get nothing. So you get to pull it like 4 or 5 times. And then let's say you pull it 5 times with 100 health. Out of those 5 times, you might get a 20 health potion. And it's just like, right. I'm just like.
You can only hold one potion at a time. Like,
I'm just like, you're like. I know that's by design, but I don't like it. I just don't. I don't even appreciate it. But just be prepared for very Dark Souls like trolling, and I think you'll have a good time with it. I think it's worth a playthrough.
Man, I think I agree. So here's the part that I struggle with is that I think the really cool stuff in this game, like the secrets and the hidden objects and stuff, I think that that's the best part of the game. And it takes some serious time to get there. And I think there's a lot of growing pains, and it's hard for me to suggest that people play it when the best content is significantly weighted towards the back of it.
Oh, it absolutely is. Like you're not going to have a good time for a while.
Yeah, you have to put in some serious time to get to it. And that's not, again, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I just feel like if the game was less trolly, I'd be far more interested in it being a for sure yes. So, like, yeah, man, I don't know.
The first 3 or 4 hours is just you collecting gold, which is going to be a turnoff for a lot of people, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm like 51-49 on this. Like, 51% play it, 49% pass on it. I'm gonna say I enjoyed my time enough that I think there's enough here that, especially for people that maybe have a fond memory of this style of that original Zelda, like, that was something that really went a long way with me, how every room was kind of different. It was a good throwback, but it doesn't lean on that. Like, this is not a Zelda game, like, don't get it confused, but there's a lot of little things like that I think really help it. But yeah, all right, I'll say play it. I'll say that you should give it a shot.
You know, what do you got to lose? Just all your time because you're collecting gold for no reason? Yeah, go for it.
Exactly. Play it. No caveats. Play this game. I'm not gonna preface it. Just play it. When it comes to Undermine on Game Pass or Pass, we say give it a shot. Pass it on to your friends. Give it a go. There you go. But that is going to do it for this episode. You can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. If you want to write us a little email, let us know. Maybe you hate Undermine, or maybe you love it. Maybe you're just like, you guys suck at it. Let us know, gpopfans@gmail.com. You can call us 574-651-9256. That is 574-651-9256. Leave us a review, iTunes, wherever you want. iTunes is kind of the big one, though. I don't even know if Google Podcasts lets you leave reviews. I don't know. But if they do, leave us a review and let us know. So when it comes to next episode, it is time. We've done it. We did the thing. I don't even know if I should tell anyone. Should we just release the episode and see what happens?
What? Drop like an Eminem album? Do it.
Exactly. Now that's what we're going to do. The next episode is one that we've talked about doing, and we've done it. We're going to talk about a game, and we got a lot to say about it. That's all I'm going to tell you. There you go. I got nothing now. I have no way to end the show. I don't know what to do.
We can end it by saying goodbye,
I guess. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with the game.
Good day, sirs.